with Raphael Sawyer and Milton Brown interviewing. Raphael, we've known each other for a very long time, and over the years you have written a great deal about your life, and I know you've done a good deal of, you've given many interviews. I'm doing this especially because the archives wants a kind of update. It likes to have important American artists interviewed at intervals so that as time goes by, they have, they keep track of as if we keep talking to America's famous artists over the years. I don't know that we'll dig anything new out of your past, but let's begin at the beginning. See if we can pass over the early years abroad and coming here in general. I'll just let you talk about them, reminisce about your early in your birth and how you came here.
Well, of course, I was born in a different country. I was born in Russia, in the Tsarist Russia. And I came here in 1912, when I was 12 years old. That was before the revolution. Mm-hmm. And we came here because my father was involved with some of the students, Russian students, Russian university students, and he became a suspect by the police.
A political suspect.
A political Russian, yes. And they took away from him a document which was called Pravo zhitelstvo, which means the right to live. In other words, we lived in a part of Russia where Jews had to have a special permission. Mm-hmm. This so-called Pravo zhitelstvo.
And what section of Russia was?
That was southeast Russia. It was quite a distance from Moscow. I don't know any geography, so I can't tell you exactly where it was. There were only about 50 Jewish families in that city of about 50,000 inhabitants.
What was the name of the city?
The name of the city was Borisoglebsk. Uh-huh. And it was the province of Tambov. And my father there was the the intellectual leader of the Jewish community. He taught the children of those people, of the Jewish people, who most of them were what I would call them stockbrokers. Well, we came to this country. And a large family, six children, father and mother. And first we came to Philadelphia, where we stayed for about a year there, with relatives of my mother. My father went to New York to look for a job, teaching job. And he became the first professor of Hebrew literature at the yeshiva, that famous yeshiva here?
The yeshiva college?
Yeshiva college.
Uh-huh.
And even now, for a good composition in Hebrew, they're giving a Abraham Sawyer Prize, something like $100. It's called the Abraham Sawyer Prize. And we came to New York. I mean, we, the brothers, Moses, Isaac, and myself, found